The Little Jordans. Proud mom Christy Jordan loves watching her son and daughter's daring cheerleading performances as they spin and tumble through the air. But for sports mad Bridget, 18, and Brett, 16, the spectacular shows require special bravery. The duo is just one of three known sets of siblings worldwide to suffer from a rare type of dwarfism that has left them with health problems, including delicate bones and joints. Brie was diagnosed with a symptom at 18 months old. There are fewer than 100 primordial dwarfs in the world, and no one knows what causes the condition. Despite having normal-sized parents and an older sister, Brandy, 20, Brie weighs a mere 7.3 kilograms, and Brad weighs just 13.6 kilograms. Doctors realized Brie was different before she was born, when a routine scan showed she wasn't growing normally. She was born 7 weeks premature. After she was born, nurses and doctors were terrified she was going to die. She was kept in a premature baby unit for 3 months, but it became clear there was something wrong when she didn't grow as expected. When she was diagnosed with primordial dwarfism, the doctors didn't know much about the condition or life expectancy. Her parents also had to be creative. Brie had to wear tiny doll's clothes, and until she had surgery on her tracheotomy at 5, she couldn't speak and had to use sign language. Christy was already pregnant with Brad when Brie was diagnosed, and she had to wait to see if he'd be born with the condition too. Doctors knew there was a chance Brett could have it, as it's genetic, but there were no tests they could do before he was born. It wasn't until Brie and Brett started school that they realized they were smaller than everybody else. It was hard for them to accept, and both came up against limitations that left them feeling frustrated and angry. Brett wanted to join the basketball team, but it was too dangerous. Brie now wants a job, but she's too small to serve in a shop or waitress, so she babysits her niece instead. Brett and Brie have also had to learn to cope with cruel comments. The family lives in Illinois, USA. Their home is specially adapted to their needs, with low-level doorknobs and light switches, as well as a miniature bathroom and a small fridge.